This time by, we're going to be talking about depression, and it's an issue that many people deal with, and some are dealing with a very severe form of it, and we're going to talk about some new ways to approach that. Joining me in conversation is Brittany Albright. She's a board-certified psychiatrist, medical director at Sweetgrass Psychiatry, and also Ben will be joining us. He is a patient who's living with treatment-resistant depression. And Dr. Albright, that's where we're going to start. I mean, a lot of people know about depression. A lot of people know about the various treatments, medicines, therapy, that sort of thing. But it sounds to me like there are some people who are dealing with a type of depression that is extremely difficult to treat. So let me allow you to talk about that, and then we'll talk with Ben about some of the alternatives that has helped him.
First, thank you so much for having me and Ben on your show this morning. And we are very proud to be here on behalf of Johnson & Johnson in a partnership. And we are both so passionate about talking about depression because this is the next pandemic. This is such a problem ingrained in our society today. In fact, around 8% of U.S. adults experienced a major depressive episode last year alone. And the reality is that our treatments that we've used for decades are often not adequate for many patients struggling with depression. First, though, I want to define what is clinical depression. And it's at least a two-week period of feeling sad or down or also just numb. Some people feel nothing. They don't look forward to anything. They don't enjoy eating. They often can have difficulty sleeping or sleep too much. They might experience brain fog, difficulties concentrating, feelings of worthlessness, feelings of guilt, and sometimes even thoughts of not wanting to live anymore. So that's depression. Unfortunately, when we try our standard treatments, which is psychotherapy, I always recommend number one. And then if that's not doing the trick, often we rely on oral antidepressants. But if two have not worked for an individual, which unfortunately is about a third of patients with major depression, that's called treatment-resistant depression.
And let's forward that. Matter of fact, probably maybe the best way to attack this is to speak with Ben. Ben is an IT consultant in New York City and has been, let me just allow you to take a minute or so and tell me your story. You dealt with depression. You tried various treatments. Just tell me how you're doing.
Well, today I'm doing great because I'm here sharing my story and connecting with humans and then talking about mental health, which is something I'm so passionate about. I lived with depression and still live with depression. I lived with it most of my adult life. And when it got at its worst, I was unable to get out of bed in the mornings. I was pinned down with thoughts of self-hate where I would just keep telling myself in my head that I'm worthless. Anything I accomplished in life was luck. I'm pathetic. No one loves me, and everyone will be better off without me. And day after day, when you're hearing that 24 hours a day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you believe it. And you start to think that you are this terrible human being that doesn't deserve to live. And I really had nights where I didn't care if I existed anymore. And the treatment-resistant part, thanks to my friends and family pushing me to go to therapy and seeing a psychiatrist, for the listeners who don't understand, when I got into the antidepressants, that routine it's long. You start on a low dose and you ramp up on an oral antidepressant over weeks, and after about 8 or 10 weeks, you sit there and see how you're feeling, and if you're not feeling any better, you ramp down and you try a new one. The treatment-resistant part, which sounds so terrifying to me, is actually the fact that you don't get any benefits. You get all the side effects from these antidepressants, which makes the depression even worse because you're still depressed, and now you have physical and mental side effects on top of that. But it wasn't scary. I got hopeful when I started to learn about other alternative treatments. And my sister actually is the one who directed me to Spravato and shared testimonies with me of patients. And it sounded so promising. I was so excited to get started, and I worked with my psychiatrist to get into Spravato treatment, and it was a piece of the puzzle along with therapy and support from my friends and family, and most importantly, putting in the hard work. And Spravato helped me get to the point where I could put in the hard work and use the tools that therapy gave me to improve myself.
Well, let's bring in Dr. Albright again and then talk to me more in detail about this specific treatment. Who is it intended for? Obviously for people who are resistant to more traditional therapies. Maybe in a quick minute or so, give me an idea of what this treatment is, how it's available, and who should use it.
Yes, Bruce, there's no one-size-fits-all for major depression, but Spravato is one of the only FDA-approved treatments for treatment-resistant depression, and it acts completely differently than our traditional oral antidepressant. It actually works on the neurotransmitter called glutamate, and it's not a pill you take every day. Actually, patients are referred to a Spravato treatment center, which is a certified treatment center. They're evaluated by a licensed clinician, and they self-administer a nasal spray, and that contains Spravato in it. And it's so neat because they get to relax for these two-hour treatments in a safe setting. We measure their vital signs. We ensure that they're comfortable. There are some potential side effects like dissociation or a light floaty feeling or almost like an out-of-body experience that occurs in a low percentage of folks. Also, there are some boxed warnings such as sedation, respiratory depression, risk of abuse and misuse. It is a controlled medication, and so that's why it has to be administered in a treatment center. And patients cannot drive home afterwards. They do have to get a ride, but it's so neat because they don't have to take this treatment every day.
We have just about run out of time, but it was interesting to hear Ben's story, interesting you to elucidate on this particular treatment. If people want to know more, how do they do it?
Absolutely. My advice is, number one, to check in on your people. You might save a life by checking in on someone you're worried about. You might save your own life if you seek your own treatment. And so please reach out for help if you're experiencing symptoms of major depression. I also encourage everyone to research treatment options. To learn more about Spravato specifically, go to Spravato.com, Spravato.com. And also importantly, if you're having suicidal thoughts or you have a loved one experiencing thoughts of not wanting to live anymore, please call or text 988, which is the free suicide helpline. We can't afford to lose any more lives in this country to major depression.
All good advice, Dr. Brittany Albright and Ben. We thank you both for being with us.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay, let me stop. And you can hear more of our conversation with Dr. Brittany Albright and Ben by going to WPTF.com. Check out the Saturday Morning Magazine page. Stay with us. Saturday Morning Magazine rolls on.